Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Mike Show. Steve in for Henry again tonight. Henry's in Las Vegas, NBA Summer League. He's back on the show Thursday night. Chris Tubbs alongside, as always, on the program tonight.
Oh, by the way, I did forget.
I forgot one of your gigs.
I forgot one of my gigs. I apologize for, because absolutely this is riveting radio. I stopped in my hometown of Redwood Falls, and I worked at KLGR. So I got a chance to work at KLGR, which was pretty cool for me. After I broke my neck and I kind of had to like reset my life. I went back home and just kind of like had to reset everything. And thankfully, KLGR was there, and they're like, you know what, if you want to come here and get some reps again and kind of get yourself back, moving in your career, go ahead and come. So I was very fortunate to the good folks at KLGR, just right outside of Redwood Falls.
Yeah, you have been around in the radio business.
I'm glad you clarified in the radio business. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, I had to throw that in. I didn't want to get.
I'm a radio whore. I mean, I'll admit that. Dude, I've been so many places. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But you know what? Ultimately, at the end of the day, my family's settled. I'm settled, and I'm back home in Minnesota after all these other places. And I get to work at CCO. I get to work with you because I got to know you when I was working in Sioux Falls.
And yeah,
we've been friends for years. And I'm very thankful to at least be alive after what had happened to me and breaking my neck and. I'm very thankful. I'm here at CCO, and even with my one day hiatus, like Lake and I took for a hot minute, I wouldn't change it for the world. Nothing's guaranteed. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, and you look at, and I've mentioned this before, but for me as a kid who was born in St. Paul. First 9 years on Maryland Avenue right there by Como Park. And then mom and dad moved out to the suburbs to be closer to his teaching job. And my mom was a nurse, started at the old St. Paul Ramsey, now Regions, and then eventually got a nursing job in the suburbs as well. But for me, coming here and working here, and I'll be a part-time for all these years, was a dream. That was the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. I didn't hold out any illusions, even as a little kid, that I was going to eventually play for the Twins or the Vikings or the North Stars. That, I love sports, but I didn't have that kind of athletic ability, and I played sports. But I was honest, and it was more important to me to... And what I was really interested in is I wanted to be the next Herb Carneal, and that certainly didn't work out. You talk Hall of Fame talent. That didn't work out on a number of levels. But to be around the Twins and have an opportunity early to do Twins pregame and mm-hmm. postgame and get to know Herb. And actually, as things worked out, I want to thank the Twins and management at CCO. In a pinch, when they needed someone, I got to do not one but two games with Herb on the radio,
awesome.
Both at the Dome. So for me, everything since then was a bonus. Once I was able to sit in the Metrodome booth and do a game with Herb Carneal, I was just over the moon. And one of the games happened the year of 9/11.
I bet the whole temperature right then.
Yeah. So 9/11 happened and the season was delayed. Everything was suspended. The season resumed, but it ran late. And John Gordon, who's working with Herb, and Dan Gladden had other commitments in that and couldn't work some games as the season extended into October that year. And I got a call from Wendy Paulson.
Oh, yeah, former PD here.
Yep. Minnesota Broadcasters. And she said, you know, can you work the game? And then there was one other game where Herb and John were working together, and Gordo completely lost his voice. Couldn't talk at all. Same deal. Could you step in and do some innings? Oh, I didn't get a ton of time to prep. I didn't get, you know, it was last minute. I had to step in and do the best I could. So those are my two games. So it's one more game than Moonlight Graham in the major leagues, but I got two, and both were with Herb in the booth. So
that's incredible.
After that, I'm just playing with house money.
Well, and that's
it's all a bonus.
Well, and that's just it though, Steve. Like, you know, I know you're part time, but I think about the fabric of CCO. I mean, you are a big part of what makes this engine go, and I don't think you realize how big of a player that you really are with all the versatility. And this is one thing that I've said this to you, and it's not just because we're friends. I said this to you many times that, you know, and this is in the, you know, wrestling, but they call this a shoot. You are one of the most versatile people that I've ever worked with. Because you can do tech, you can do outdoors, you can do sports, you can do non-sport, you know, and it's hard as you go along to find people that have the ability to just slide in anywhere and not be a liability. Because there are a lot of people that can only do one or two things, and I mean they're very, very good at that. But it takes a lot of talent and a lot of flexibility to be able to do several different things.
Do I owe you money?
Well, you never did take me out at the Foo Fighters show. I mean,
yeah. Well, hey, thanks for that. But you know your journey to CCO and my journey to be, you know, and I always call myself just kind of a role player off the bench, and I'm thrilled with that role. But, you know, it really is an honor. And when we had that 100th anniversary show out at the Chan Hansen Dinner Theater, and the place was absolutely packed for that event, and so many of the legends of the radio station were remembered, and, you know, Dave Lee and Mike Lynch have now retired. Eric Escalade of the newsroom, Steve Murphy, Bruce Hagovic. Hagovic wasn't there that night. And then, of course, to be able to visit with like the likes of Dave Mona and Denny Long, who still works weekends here at CCO. And then all the stories and all the people that have worked here. But what struck me the most is what it meant to the people there that night and all those people that packed the Jan Hansen Dinner Theater for that 100th anniversary. You know, it really struck me and how cool it is to be a small part of it. And congrats on your 6 years. That is a good run. But I will say this. 6 years is nice, but Denny Long would say, hold my beer, Chris.
Oh, no, I'm nobody special. Like, this place,
this industry,
it will humble you in a hurry. Oh, yeah. But
someone who's been here for 50 years,
it's
you know, that is incredible, yeah, in the longevity.
And you mentioned the longevity. That's just it. I mean, you look at the people that have been here, and, you know, it's not like, this isn't one of those, you know, you call them stepping stone jobs, right? It's like you take this job to get to the next job. That's kind of what this industry is. That's what this industry historically has been. You start in a smaller market, you cut your teeth, and then you work up and you earn the opportunity if you're lucky enough. And the individuals that have been there, from the people that were here to the people that are here, I mean, there's not a whole lot of high turnover. People that just come and it's like, you know what, this isn't for me. This is one of those destination jobs. And the history of, I can't go around here and not look at everybody that I respect because of their resume and the staying power that they have. It is amazing. And I try not to pinch myself when I come in and I do see a guy, like a Chad Hartman or an Adam Carter who's been here, Jordana, or, you know, Steve and Laura and Susie and Al in the newsroom.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, there's so much.
A lot of longevity.
A lot of longevity and a lot of stability. And I think that's also one thing I think that helps to the personal connection with CCO is that it's not like you're constantly got people. You're like, who is this person? Where did the other person go? No, people have built a relationship with you and your voice. You know, you're part of the family. The same with the host and the news people that have been here, Dan Cook and Jimmy, and, you know, DJ's, you know, been here for, what, 8, 9, 10 years? I don't know. You know, Harrigan, I'm the newbie here, and I'm 6 years. I mean, anywhere else, I'd be like, okay, it's time for me to start looking for my next gig.
Right.
But I think it just adds to the aura of the station, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're just getting warmed up, but good for you. And certainly awesome to work with you.
Hey, congratulations. We filled a segment, Steve.
It is 7:16. By the way, bite of the night. But I did want to get into one thing about the All-Star game tonight. And I did want to make this point before we get to the bite of the night, which I look forward to coming up here in a moment. But the All-Star game, and I just have to get this out there again. All-Star game tomorrow night, MLB All-Star game. Nothing comes close in pro sports to the MLB All-Star game, and they write it wrong, and it's a big deal to me.
I know where you're going,
like a big
and I
deal,
agree. Yes.
But Byron Buxton and Joe Ryan, when they're introduced, are going to be wearing Twins uniforms.
Yes.
Not goofy American League. And you know what? You don't want to jump the shark, you know, going back to happy days and, you know, the old show business saying, when Fonzie jumped the shark, that's kind of like the show's done. And when they wore those horrid uniforms down at Globe Life in Arlington, the AL and NL.
Oh my God!
Some of the worst uniforms I've ever seen.
Are you seeing what they're watching? What they're wearing tonight?
As long as
it looks terrible.
The Midsummer Classic. No, I haven't seen them.
Oh, it's awful.
As long as they're wearing their team's uniform. Now the NL's the home team in Atlanta. And they're going to be wearing their home unis, and then Byron Buxton and Joe Ryan are going to be wearing their Twins road uniforms. All is right. Because it's the only All-Star game, in my opinion, that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that right. They got rid of those horrible American League.
Half the time, it's like, I don't know who's who. You know, I'd like to think I know who people are, but I'm like, It's kind of like when you're part of a big family and you go to like a reunion or see somebody you haven't seen in a while and they're like,
yeah,
who do you belong to? And I'm like, what do you mean, who do I belong to? You know who I am. And now I'm like, okay, so who does this belong to? Like James Wood, the outfielder for the Washington Nationals. Like, they've got these really goofy blue uniforms and dark blue. But yeah, I'm with you.
And that's fine for the ancillary events or the Futures game or whatever. But for the All-Star game, I want Byron Buxton introduced in a Twins uniform, like way back in the day when Rod Carew represented the Twins in the All-Star game in the 70s. I want Rod trotting out there in a Twins uniform. I want Byron Buxton and Joe Ryan trotting out there in a Twins uniform. It's a moment of pride, and it's cool.
Yeah, you're like, this is my guy. I remember watching Tom Bernanski at the Dome back in, you know, the game that we had here. I believe it was Tom Bernanski. 85, that was just like introduced. Probably. You're like, yeah, Bernanski, Bruno, that's my guy.
Unis.
Yes, exactly. You're like, I know that. And you root for them.
Well, and there was some magic to the fact because, you know, you didn't see your team on, you know, the big stage, national TV very often. And it's kind of like, wow, man, the Twins guys, they're on national television tonight. And so there was some magic.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I'm glad they brought that back.
Agreed.
They righted a wrong. It is 7:20. We'll come back. Bite of the night on the Lake Show in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's almost like we planned this. Well, we kind of did. Earlier in the show, Dane Mizutani from the Pioneer Press, he covers the Vikings. Training camp coming up quickly, and Chris Tubbs' bite of the night fits in beautifully.
Yeah, well, this, believe me, this was not planned. Sometimes even a blind squirrel and a nut, yada, yada. But yeah, it somehow ends up working out that we end up have a Vikings cut here, and I guess you want me to take it, so I will. Okay.
This speaks for itself. You know, one all-time great to potentially another all-time great.
Yeah, well, there are certain positions that are synonymous with football teams. And I think when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings, we can think that wide receivers. I mean, you think about all of the wide receivers from, you know, Ahmad Rashad, Sammy White, to Chris Carter, Anthony Carter, you know, Jake Reed, Randy Moss, now Justin Jefferson, you know, Stephon Diggs. There has been a lineage of you know, top-notch wide receivers. But Randy Moss, to me, was the game changer. Like, to me, Randy Moss in 1998, the three deep, you took the top off the defense. It was something unlike I've ever seen before. Well, Randy Moss was recently on TMZ, was doing an interview, and he was asked about Justin Jefferson, and he gave some constructive criticism, but he also said that Justin Jefferson could be on his way to potentially a legendary career.
Well, you know, first of all, big fan of Justin's, you know, and the reason why, because I've always been a fan of a complete football player where you can score from anywhere on the field, and Justin brings that to the table. I think when you look at the overall picture of how they changed the game, you know, you done added a game, you done take the less runs out the game, so you're throwing the ball. For him to go down as the greatest, you know, Viking and arguably the greatest wide receiver to ever do it, I think I need to see more of Justin getting in that box, because I think I heard Chris Carter talking the other day about somebody calling him underrated, but he's fourth all time at getting in that end zone. So I think at our position, it's not about the yards. The yards is what gets you the likes and the hearts and all of that. But if you want to really be legendary, this is speaking for all wide receivers, not just Justin Jefferson. You got to find ways to get in that end zone and bring the fans out of the stands, up out of their seats. So, but to answer your question, Michael, I think Justin Jefferson is on pace to be arguably the greatest ever and definitely the greatest Viking to ever do it.
Wow, that is a high honor and on track. It's still early, though. And the challenge for him, and on the eve of camp, starting next week down in Eagan, Chris, I don't want to be one to throw water on all of this, but a lot of it depends on, is a quarterback who hasn't played one snap in an NFL game going to be able to get him the ball in his prime in the next two or three seasons? That's in reality, that's pretty fair. If he can't play or isn't able to get him the ball, then you're wasting some really important years for Justin Jefferson. So, yes, all the ability in the world, a complete game changer, like Randy Moss was, like the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice was, Chris Carter was mentioned. But those guys also had some pretty talented quarterbacks throwing the ball their way, and we just don't know that about McCarthy yet.
Well, we don't, but at the same time, 1 year ago, we were talking about Sam Darnold.
Right.
And was Sam Darnold going to be able to get him the ball? Because at least Sam Darnold had a track record of not having success in the NFL. Everything that we've heard from J.J. McCarthy, in OTAs and what everybody's been saying, he looks the part. He looks the part. Well, that's one thing to look the part, but I think based on what we saw from Sam Darnold, I have no reason to think that J.J. McCarthy can't do the same thing, because if there were questions, I think if you can quell the questions about Darnold, I feel like you can quell the questions about McCarthy.
Yeah, and once again, we need to see it. And that's all I'm asking. You know, it's that time of year when everybody wants to get on the bandwagon. And let's face it, you know, Sam Darnold, that was an unbelievable story last year. You know, you almost can't make it up on what he was able to pull off. Now it didn't end well for the Vikings with ultimately the Lions and then the Rams in the playoffs.
Stop it. No, stop it.
But
no, I don't want to hear that.
It was still a really good story. For much of the year.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Yeah,
kind of story.
They overexceeded, and I think that's where we give Kevin O'Connell. I feel like we have to give them the benefit of a doubt, right? Because I think if you look at what he did, the quarterback whisper, I mean, if that's his gimmick, if that's his nickname now, I think it's incredible to see what Kevin O'Connell has done with Sam Darnold, and no reason to think that he can't do it with J.J. McCarthy. I think just super duper impressive, and yeah, it was a great story, and I just want to go into a year where we're not talking about questions about the Viking quarterback. Like, I would do like 1 year where we're not talking about that.
Yeah, and really that's up to J.J. McCarthy, because the reality is hasn't played a snap in the NFL. But if he is able to manage the game and limit turnovers, you know, all the people I work with during the week and are big football fans, and we talk a lot of football, I still say that the number one thing is don't turn it over. You know, quarterbacks who turn it over and throw picks and get hit and fumble the ball, they're just killers. And if he can protect the ball, especially early, when teams are going to come after him, I mean, you got to believe the scheme is going to be, we're going to try to get to this kid and we're going to try and rattle him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he drops back, if he can protect the ball, it's going to be a huge step forward.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think I agree. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
7:31, quick break. We'll come back. So much more to come on the Lake Show. Henry is away. This is a good one. Do you leave PTO, paid time off, on the table every year? Well, if you do, you're not alone. Why do so many American workers feel guilty about taking days off they've earned? We'll get into that coming up here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you leave days on the table? And what I mean by that, you got a full-time gig, part-time gig, maybe you get vacation days. At the end of the year, the fiscal year, however it plays out, like in my full-time job in the printing biz, our fiscal year runs from the beginning of June to the end of May. And it's kind of a use it or lose it. I think you can carry over some days. And I will admit, I leave days on the table that I don't use all my allotted vacation. And shame on me. Here at CCO, it's a little bit different. We get vacation days, full-time, part-time, etc. And I don't use all of those, but you're able to cash shows in, which, you know, is handy.
You're playing the long game. Like, well,
but, you know, my full-time job, I do leave days on the table. And I know a lot of people like that, that get to the end of the year, whenever that is, at the end of the calendar year, at some employers, somewhere else in the year, like I say, at my full-time job, end of May is the end of the fiscal year. And I have left days on the table. And according to a 2024 Pew Research Center survey, found that nearly half of American workers don't take all the vacation days they've been allotted. And many of them feel as if they're discouraged from using their time off. And I find that very interesting that people are to the point where it's like, well, I don't feel like I should, or I better not. And I know where this comes from, because I do a certain job, and I'm worried that what I do, and I wear a number of hats at my full-time job. I'm not, you know, going to, you know, get into what I do day in and day out. But what I really don't want to do is to have all of that fall on other people. So when I'm out, my vacation becomes a burden to them and makes their job more difficult. I really consider that in going into a day off. So that's why I'm scrambling in the days before I take time off, and then the days afterwards, kind of like, well, that can wait till I get back, and you don't really need to do that. And if you really need me, you can reach out. Chris, I don't know about you. You kind of get days allotted as well. Mm-hmm. Do you use 100% of those?
Yes, because okay. they don't carry over.
Yeah, use them or lose them.
Yeah, yep. you use them or lose them. And for me, it used to be, and I think we all have this, right? I think at our core, we all have a sense of insecurity. Like, okay, well, for sure. if I take my vacation and somebody's filling in for me, what is that when I come back? Are they going to think that this other person can do my job? And, you know,
well, it's a Wally Pipp thing.
It is that. Yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants to Wally Pipp.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Wally Pipp took a day off. Lou Gehrig stepped in and became the all-time Iron Man until mm-hmm. Cal Ripken Jr. broke that record. But I totally agree. That is a phenomenal point where it is somewhat based in insecurity.
Yeah. And I think that's just human nature, because we all want to be wanted. We all want to be appreciated. We all want to feel like we bring value with our position. And if there's somebody that is filling in, I mean, that's why some people are so protective of their spot, right? We hear that. It's like, especially in sports, you've got like, okay, well, you know, this person isn't going to help so-and-so, you know, Brett Favre isn't going to help Aaron Rodgers or whoever. It's like, I'm not going to tell you what my pitch is.
Well, the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr. thing that went down on Netflix is a great example of that. He played hurt because he was worried about saying, yeah, I'm not feeling that great. I don't think I'm helping the team right now. You better give the keys to the Ferrari to Penix.
Yeah, and I think there's just got to be an amount of trust that you've got with your employer that you're like, okay, we're given our time, and you use it, and they are going to encourage you to use it because it's a perk. And that's the thing. It's like, you're not taking anything away from the company. These are things that you have earned. You have put your time in, and you deserve to use all of your vacation days, all of your time off. These are things that you shouldn't feel guilty about doing, but it's just so hard because I just think it's human nature.
Yeah, and that you hit the nail on the head for me. And I sometimes hate to admit it, but it's kind of like, well, if I take a day off, maybe they're like, well, we don't really need him. We could have those people do this stuff. And, you know, and that's kind of that paranoia, that insecurity you get to where, you know, you feel. And there's also the other side of it where it's kind of like, you know, all the stuff that I do and I feel like I'm busy, that I don't want that to land in somebody's lap, you know, for the week I'm gone or whatever it is. So it really is complicated, but I think it's really interesting. That study, 50% leave days on the table every year.
Yeah, and
that's amazing.
And I think if, you know, if you're in a situation where it will roll over, I think that people would be more likely to use less every year. But if you're in a situation where it's like, if you don't use it by the end of the year, by, you know, by December 31st, then guess what? You lose it. So it's very hard, because then I think sometimes people feel like, I really don't have anything planned, but I guess I need to just take it and have a staycation. You know what I mean? Like, I'll stay home and I guess I'll watch, you know, like, you know, all the judge shows, and I'll watch Price is Right, and I guess I'll watch
The Price is Right.
Yeah, I'll watch.
That take me back to the days when I was a kid, and that rare day I stayed home from school sick, or the rare day that my mom and dad would let me stay home from school. With air quotes here.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to pull the wool over their eyes. But, you know, yeah, you know, maybe just take a week and get caught up on what's going on days of our lives.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I haven't tuned in since it was the days of Bo and Hope. Okay. Like, I would watch that as I was getting ready for baseball. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I play summer ball, and part of my, you know, I think we'd play at like 3 o'clock, but it was on at like noon. So I'd watch Bo and Hope as I was getting ready for games. Then
it was
like,
your pregame routine.
It was my pregame routine. Yes, I'm a teenage boy watching Days of Our Lives. And you know what? I loved it, because I still love to watch nonsense. I do. And somebody here from the CCO Talk and Text line, if you can't take a vacation because your absence is a burden, the biz is understaffed.
Well, yeah, no, I'm just kind of bearing my soul here and just saying I have a lot of insecurity. Mm-hmm. Is really what I'm doing.
Well, I don't think you're just, unlike anybody,
you know,
else. So.
Yeah. So, but no, good stuff. But I didn't know. I thought I was alone leaving days on the table at the end of the year. I maybe do need to take more time off.
Yes, I forgot Patch. Thank you, Texter. See, now we're talking. We're talking old school Days of Our Lives here, and I'm kind of giddy about this now. Do we even have to do headlines? I just want to talk about Days of Our Lives from like the, you know, the late 80s.
And on that note, headlines are coming up, and we'll get into that in a moment here on the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry, Chris Tubbs here, of course, a News Talk 830 WCCO. And let's jump right into it. Local national entertainment. Chris Tubbs going to cover it all.
Well, I'm going to try. I got to about, 5.5 minutes, so I'm going to try and do what I can. Hey, Manny Collins' mother is breaking her silence for the first time since his father was charged in his death. Speaking outside the governor's residence, Manny's mother, Ashley Berry, recalls her son as a loving and family-oriented kid, saying she ultimately hopes justice can be served in the case against Manny's father. She says, quote, "I never saw the signs. I've known the guy since I was 14 years old, and I'm going to try to give him the benefit of a doubt. He loved his son. I let him live out in California with him for years. He picked him up from my house and dropped him back off. I would never let him go over there." Jordan Collins Sr. has been charged with one count of second-degree murder. He was arrested on Monday and is currently being held at the Anoka County Jail on a $2 million bond. Next court date has been scheduled for August 4th. 16-year-old Manny Collins disappeared on May 8th. He was staying with his father at the time. After searching the Elk River landfill for weeks, his body was discovered last weekend. Authorities say they had video evidence that suggested the remains were taken to that landfill. Criminal complaint from the Anoka County Department says lays out some graphic detail. The evidence collected in the Columbia Heights home of Collins, including blood-stained garbage bags, blood on the bedroom wall, missing pieces of Manny Collins' mattress, carpet in his bedroom, along with several knives in the bedroom closet.
Wow. Horrid story. The cruelty sometimes of one human being to another, let alone a father to a son. horrifying.
I couldn't even imagine anything like that.
Just brutal.
Hey, a former NFL quarterback turned high school football coach Teddy Bridgewater was suspended from Miami Northwestern after providing impermissible benefits to his players. This according to a Facebook post yesterday. Now, Bridgewater confirmed the suspension, and he said he was committed to staying with Miami Northwestern, even though the team suspended him. Quote, the suspension came from MNW, and it's impossible to suspend someone who doesn't work for you. So if I'm suspended from MNW, I'm free to go to another school of my choice, but I'm not going anywhere. And if it comes down to it, I will volunteer from the bleachers like I did in 2018 and 2019 when no one had a problem. Now, the suspension may stem from a post that Bridgewater put on Facebook on July 7th. In the post, Bridgewater revealed he had covered Uber rides, meals, and recovery services for his players last season. He asked fans to donate and cover those expenses this year so they wouldn't have to come directly from his pocket. Now, that apparently drew the attention of the Florida High School Athletic Association. An official with the association told Rivals those allegations were sent to Miami Northwestern and that the FHSAA are working to gain more information per Rivals. The FHSAA has come down on other schools for similar violations. It's unclear whether Miami Northwestern will receive additional punishments following Bridgewater's suspension.
Yeah, and this gets complicated. When does it turn into that this becomes a recruiting tool to those schools? And when does it get out of hand? We've seen what's happened in big-time college sports, particularly football and men's hoops, women's basketball to a certain extent. It's out of hand, and at some point rules need to be enforced, and if it's not allowed, it's not allowed. And what happens when schools that have pro athlete benefactors, et cetera, you know, start doing all of this kind of stuff, and it becomes, you know, a magnet to bring in all sorts of talent. This is a tough one. I'm not saying, you know, Teddy committed a crime, but he broke the rules.
It almost seemed like it was just very well intended.
Sure.
It's something you can't do. Teddy Bridgewater doesn't strike me as the sort of individual that would go out and try and circumvent the rules. Not at all.
But when you start talking meals and Uber rides and hanging out with a guy in the NFL and so on and so forth, you could see how the Activities Association would say, boy, this gives this school, you know, an unfair advantage of the other schools in the area. You know, and I think that becomes a real slippery slope.
Well, I think, I was just going to say, you start with just Teddy Bridgewater being your coach, and then everything from there, it just seems like it just kind of snowballs.
Yeah, and that's where it gets tricky. And I agree with you. I mean, Teddy seems like a good guy and was just trying to do the right thing by the kids, but there's got to be a line somewhere where it's like, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think when people are asking, well, will somebody think of the kids? Well, Teddy Bridgewater's thinking about the kids, okay? So, Teddy's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That's it for headlines.
So, we'll see how it plays out. Hey, we got to run. We got all the news, all the weather coming up at 8 o'clock. Steve Thompson, Chris Tubbs, Henry Lake, back Thursday night here on The Lake Show on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.